Massachusetts is a very safe state for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and for Republican Governor Charlie Baker, who remains quite popular with voters. Those are among the findings of a new WBUR statewide poll. It shows Clinton with a 26-point lead over Republican Donald Trump. With us this morning to talk about all this is Steve Gazzella. He's the president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So Massachusetts has long been considered among the bluest of the blue states, and the poll seems to prove that out in the presidential campaign numbers. Tell us about it.
Yes, we see a very familiar margin for a Democrat in Massachusetts. So the last couple elections have been 23 and 26-point margins for the Democrat. That's what we're seeing this time around as well. Hillary Clinton is leading Donald Trump 54 to 28 when the other two candidates are included.
Not surprisingly, Clinton is viewed twice as favorably as Trump and has a way less unfavorable rating here than Trump does. Her negatives, as I read this, are much lower here than they are nationally. Is that correct?
They are, and that speaks some to us being a blue state. It's interesting, actually, how high her negatives are just because we're such a blue state. You know, I think this speaks a bit to how the national race is playing out. You know, nobody would argue that Hillary Clinton is a beloved Democratic candidate. You know, she's not that popular nationally. She's not that popular even in Massachusetts. You know, but you see why she's winning here when you compare her numbers to Donald Trump. And, you know, his numbers, his favorable, unfavorable ratio is deeply negative. You know, almost 40% more people see him unfavorable than see him favorably.
Outside of the presidential race, it appears that Republican Governor Charlie Baker is the most popular of the state's top political figures. As we mentioned at the top of this conversation, he's viewed more favorably than Clinton, than Trump, than Senator Elizabeth Warren or Senator Ed Markey. Tell us about it.
Yes, and I think we could confidently name many more political figures in the state, and we'd still find him topping the list. We found him with 62% of voters viewing him favorably, way more than the 16% who view him unfavorably. So as he has since he was elected, he's viewed very favorably across the state. He's had, since he took office, a great approval rating, great favorables. The other thing we looked at in this poll is a question which you often do when, you know, sort of when you reach this point in a elected leader's term. Do they deserve re-election, or is it time to give someone else a chance? And on that as well, his numbers look very strong.
And a footnote. It seems that former Red Sox pitching great Curt Schilling might only be a footnote if he decides to challenge U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. If Warren decides to try for re-election in 2018, Schilling has broadly hinted he might challenge her. What's a poll show about Schilling?
I mean, she's not quite as popular as Baker, but it's still popular. And when we match her up against Curt Schilling, when we ask about that hypothetical matchup, she's up by 25 points right now. So, you know, there's always going to be a partisan split. There's always going to be some who will vote against whoever's running against the Democrat. But her numbers look very good at this moment.
Steve Gazzella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.